because the news is spontaneous and we're also spontaneous too. Mikey B, what's good with the news this week?
Oh, I got a little news intro song I made up.
Oh, you got a news intro song?
Sure.
We're going to key it up and we're going to change the way how we do the news, like always.
Here we go. Stop, drop, open up shop. Oh, no. That's how the council boys roll.
Yeah.
Stop, drop, open up shop. Oh, no. Time for the news to go.
Yeah.
All right, time for the news.
That's how we start the news with the Rough Riders or with the Council Boys Riders Anthem. There you go. That's how we start the news. What's first up, man?
Once again, the endless Switch Pro rumors have continued, but this is from, this seems to be picking up some steam. This is from Bloomberg, which is a pretty credible source. They're saying a new Switch model will be released. It will have a Samsung OLED display, which will consume less battery and offer higher contrast and possibly faster response time. It will be 7 inches and 7.2 retina display. I think currently the Switch OG is 6.5, and I think the Switch Lite is 5.7, so you're getting a larger screen. It will be able to support 4K ultra-high definition graphics when paired with a TV. From a known Reddit user named Nate Drake, they're saying that there will be some exclusives for this system, especially from third parties. And Nintendo is positioning this as a revision instead of a Switch 2. So it's more of a revision, a premium model, if you will. What does this do for you, Josh? Now, I'm going to switch this up because as I know you own a Xbox Series X, and I know you're looking forward to purchasing a PlayStation 5, which is tough to find. Now, I'm going to switch this to you. Would you rather buy this new, let's call it Switch HD, Switch Pro, whatever you like to call it, or would you rather buy the PlayStation 5?
Oh, PlayStation. See, that's not fair, though. I'm going to defend Nintendo for a little bit.
Sure.
This is just like two completely different things. It's like, there's like no contest because you're kind of like, it's like, I feel like you're trying to impress me with like a really nice, like, you know, sports car. And then you show me like a Honda Accord, like, yeah, it's cool. And like, you'll get good gas mileage, which is the Switch, but check this shit out. And it's like the sports car, like, it just seems unfair, you know, because, yeah, like, you get the HD, but then again, like, I think we talked about this last time. It's like, how portable are the Switches these days? Like, I don't see a lot of people out. Like, the commute kind of doesn't exist anymore for some people. Sure. And, like, yeah, I like that it'll pair with the TV to 4K, which is cool, but wouldn't you rather, I would rather see them create a new dock than a new Switch. So what the dock would be, would be able to go to HDR or go to HD with your
Switch. I think the dock is going to be the key.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Like, I don't take the Switch out.
Mm-hmm.
The Switch hasn't left the dock since we did our streaming like a year and a half ago with the OG console, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't left, so yeah, this is like nothing to me. Like, we've been talking about this for how long now, and it's finally getting
probably
like,
close to a year.
It's getting more rumors, so it's like, all right, well, if it shows up, it shows up. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I mean, if they'll have like some sort of cool trade-in thing for it, maybe. But I don't know how they could go about this without making people buy new Switches.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I'll have two Switches, and then what? Like, GameStop's gonna do nothing for me, so I'm stuck with two. So I don't know. What do you think? You're the Switch guy. What do you think?
I agree. The 4K ultra graphics when plugged into a television, which is now the main way I play my Switch, which means that the dock has been upgraded somehow to like boost the graphic capability. That makes it pretty interesting to me, because it finally will solve, I think, one of the big problems when games like Crash and Tony Hawk 2 come to the Switch, is you're always getting the low resolution, low poly, like very like, you know, the worst possible resolution version of the game. So with this upgraded dock with support for 4K graphics, that will at least eliminate that issue when I'm playing those games. And it would hopefully allow some major third-party games. I'm thinking if this is true and it could support 4K graphics, which then boosts it up closer to like a PlayStation 4 range, PlayStation 4 Pro range, whatever you like to call it. That means there's games like GTA 5 that could come to the Switch. There's games like Call of Duty Warzone that could come to the Switch. There's games like Red Dead Redemption 2 could come to the Switch. So that's what I guess that's what I would really need to see, is like what third-party support is going to come to this new premium pro model of the Switch. If those have like a Madden 2022 could come to the Switch with this now. So if those games start coming to the Switch, like let's call them like this, the more traditional standby, you know, best-selling console games come to the Switch, I think that would help out a lot.
Yeah, versus, you just like
versus if it was just like, yeah, like it's a nicer screen and like games look a little bit better, and all we brought to the table was a new Breath of the Wild 2, which I'm excited about. But the idea of me be able to like play games I haven't been able to play because they were only on like the PlayStation 4 or Xbox One X, like a GTA 5 or Red Dead Redemption 2 or Madden, or even like dabble my toes in a game that you like so much, Call of Duty Warzone. It adds on to what Nintendo already does well, which is the Mario, Zelda, Metroid, Donkey Kong, Kart, you know, Mario, Nintendo universe that, you know, everyone loves and enjoys to play.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, though. The two games that you listed in that list, or three games, GTA 5, Red Dead Redemption, and Call of Duty Warzone, will make the Nintendo Switch shit itself. Like, your base game is like 100 gigs, and it's like, where are you going to get that on the Switch? You're going to have to force people to have to go buy another memory, like another SD card, and then mm-hmm. you're going to have to keep up with updates. And then what? If you're going to keep supporting these games with better graphics, I don't know how the file size is going to go up. So you need to, the Switch needs to, they're going to have to increase the memory built in. So it's like, why don't you just go for a new version?
It's
instead
possible.
Of just fixing the screen, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm like 50-50 with this, because mm-hmm. it's like third party stuff would be cool, but it's like if I'm a third party person and I know I'm not going to get the best out of these games, like, do I really focus on the Switch? You know, I don't know, but I guess we'll see when it comes out, because, you know, this has been a long time coming, so mm-hmm. we're ready for a Switch Pro. So,
oh, yeah, definitely. This rumor that it could be coming out this fall definitely makes me somewhat more hesitant to pick up an Xbox Series X or a PlayStation 5 until I kind of know what's what, and then I can, you know, make my decision about what the next console will be.
Which is so fascinating, because, like, you know, we've talked about, like, the Xbox, and, like, it's helping people who don't have it be able to have a little bit and get a lot out of it. What I mean by that is, like, let's say for you, for example, like, we talked off air and on air that you would potentially get the Series S, right?
I'm probably gonna go with you and just join the X. Let's not take a half step.
So if you go Series X, like, you have the Game Pass and you'll have access to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can do that, or if like you're gonna go upgrade a Switch with like a quarter of that, or like with a potential, you know, fraction of what the Game Pass is.
That's true.
What I think could be really cool, man, is like if Nintendo offered a Switch program. You know what I mean?
Incredible. So yeah, like, I love it. If it was just like $100.
Something to get you to get a new version.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, there's no really incentive to go from like Switch to Switch Lite. You know what I mean? But if you're going from Switch to Switch 2.0 with a better screen, allow me to send you my Switch. Allow Best Buy or Walmart to be like authorized, you know, switchers, and, you know, I'll get it. I'll participate. Mm-hmm. I'll do all. You give me like 150 for my whole set, fine. And I'll put the rest for the new Switch, and then I'll go. That would lead me to buy a new game because it's my default now.
True.
So I feel like that could help out a lot. And two, what gives me hope too is like that the new Pokemon game running on this thing could be awesome too. So it's a lot of speculation. So until we get more concrete information, but switch switchers, that's what's up.
We talked about Xbox, so let's get into an Xbox news story. This is the first one. It says, you know, I think every week or every couple of weeks we talk about Xbox does the gamer right. They always are looking out for the gamer, making sure that when you buy a game, you're really getting your money worth. So here we go. We're excited to announce the first assortment of backward compatibility titles that will support FPS boost. FPS stands for, I'm assuming, frame rate, some sort of frame rate.
Yeah,
boost.
Frames per second.
Thank you. Available today. Here are the four games. Here are the games. Far Cry 4, New Super Lucky Steel, Sniper Elite 4, UFC 4, and Watch Dogs 4. Well, these initial because not what we chose these initial collection of titles not because they are popular. We chose these because they are popular amongst fans, but highlight different ways that FPS boosts can improve your experience. Now, Super Lucky Steel could run at 120 frames per second. Wow, that's quite an improvement.
Oh, shit.
And UFC now runs at a very nice 60 frames per second. So, you know, Switch is doing what, not sorry, not Switch, Xbox is doing what Xbox is doing, you know, the gamer's right. This will also work with auto HDR, so you're getting a frame rate boost and you're getting that nice HDR boost that's available. So, and these are, yeah, it's, and it looks like they'll continue to do this for games that are kind of old. These are some old games. These are games that are at least 2, 3, 4 years old, and they're saying, hey, if you still own that game and you want to, play it again, we'll, you know, help you out with some better frame rate and a nice HDR. So this is a win for gamers, I would say, no doubt.
And I think this is all, those games are on Game Pass too.
Another benefit.
There you go. Boom. So now you can run 120 frames per second is nuts.
That's crazy. Let's add this a fun question. Is there any old game that you enjoy for the Xbox? Let's, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old that you would like to get this frame rate boost?
I don't know any games in that time frame.
Okay.
That I would love to boost, but I would love a Dante's Inferno.
There you go.
Boost. That shit would be tight. Madden's cool, not a lot. Skate.
If they can upgrade Skate 3 to that, that would be nice.
Fuck yeah, I would love that so much, so much. If you get a crisp 60 frames per second in Skate,
how would you feel about a Cuphead boost? You're a Cuphead guy.
No, because that would just make me get I would get rage at a higher frame rate. Which I have been thinking about jumping back in again, but that's for another time.
Now what on to our second Xbox story. This is, speaking of Game Pass, these games are coming to Game Pass, and there's at least 3 titles here that are like, wow, that's, well, 4 titles I'm saying that are like, ooh, these games only came out within like the last 6 months.
Oh.
First one is Madden 2021, which came out, I believe, in August, and now we're in March, so let's see. That's about 6 months away. Yeah, 6 months after it released, it's coming to Game Pass for free. NBA 2K21, another game that came out last year that's coming. NHL 21 is also coming. And then a really cool game, because you're a Star Wars guy, Star Wars Squadrons is coming for free to Game Pass. And that was their like X-Wing fighting game.
Do I know that? Hell
you
yeah.
You definitely know about that one. And then the last two games are for the football fans out there, that's Football Manager 2021 and Football Manager 2021 Xbox Edition.
Yes.
There's soccer fans out there who really like, you know, the sim management style. So these are some quality Game Pass games, some really top-notch Game Pass games that are coming to the service.
They're all EA too, so I wonder if like this is going to be EA's new model. It's like new game, 6 month exclusive,
mm-hmm.
and then it goes to the Game Pass. Or they're seeing that like the Game Pass is just getting way more, you know, people playing, like mm-hmm. hours per session versus like people buying. So, I mean, that's cool. I love that idea that brings stuff in soon. Because I was talking about this recently. I forgot who, but like just the, how do you measure metrics with like Game Pass and stuff like that? Is like, are you measuring the people that download it or the people, how many hours they put into it? So, maybe EA saw something that, you know, they're trying to take advantage of. So that's huge. Squadrons mm-hmm. for sure. But, yeah, maybe Madden. 2K is always fun. Mm-hmm. Quick pickup game. Why not?
Yeah. Playoffs are coming soon, you know. You could lead Zach LaVine and the Bulls to the championship.
We'll do something with the Bulls.
Hey, I'm sorry, I misspoke. All-star Zach LaVine.
There you go, all-star. Give me the 2007 Derrick Rose Chicago Bulls, and then I'll take them to the, you know, the playoffs or something.
Well, you could try for Derrick Rose and put him on the Bulls like just where he was.
Yeah, let me get Luol Deng back, you know what I mean? Where is he?
Get Jimmy Butler back. You got the ultimate, man. That's a great team. Derrick Rose, Zach LaVine, Jimmy Butler, Luol Deng. Get Joakim Noah in the center. Got yourself an all-star team right there.
There you go. Back-to-back. Run it. What else we got, man?
That was the news for the week. Not too much happening, but
yeah, very
light. Always something to talk about.
Very light, and that's how we like our episodes, too. So the Council Bulls are out. See ya. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Council Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Council Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Council Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Council Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingcouncilpod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.